Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello and welcome to How's the Josh podcast. Today's guest is founder of Rockstar Media and Cybernative Digital. He is a 25-year-old Indian entrepreneur who was featured by Telegraph UK as one of 25 internet success stories. Also featured by Vogue India as one of the country's smartest Gen Zers of the moment. I know it all seems very exciting. So without any further delay, let's deep dive into this conversation with Farhad Acidwala. Welcome, Farhad.
Hi, Omkar. Thank you very much for having me here. Looking forward to the session.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on the show. So before we begin, the first question, how's Farhad?
Better than ever.
That was a good one. So like, Farhad, like, what will you say about this, your introduction that I gave right now? And how did you manage to achieve so much of this in like, you know, such a less span of time? Like, you know, Vogue and everything to get featured by Telegraph and everything. Like, how's everything in such a less span of time?
The honest truth is, I've never looked at it as, you know, some whole of things. I've looked at it as one step at a time, take one small step and just do good work and success, features, etc. All these are a byproduct. If you're actually providing value out there and you're actually making a difference to society or your industry, all these things follow up. So primarily just do good work and everything else will fall in place.
Yeah, sure. The thing is, like, you know, all the Indian students basically, like, once they are done with education, the next step is that they start looking out for a job. But in your case, you started with entrepreneurship. You started with your own business and your whole idea of creating an own business. So how did it just popped up into your mind and how did you just started doing all this thing?
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with one single step. So I took that first step during school. And I didn't know how to build a business. There was no startup ecosystem in India really at the time. There was no startup India. There was no really resources for young entrepreneurs. But I knew that, you know, there were certain elements that if I got those elements together, it could be a business. The first was building the team. The second was getting the client. And obviously, there were challenges with both of those. And like I said, I kept taking one step at a time. Didn't look at, oh, these are the barriers. These are the issues. These are my limitations. I never let the limitations hold me back. And after some time, all these things started coming together. People started noticing the good work and one thing led to the other.
Okay, so this is how, like, slowly and steadily, step by step, the whole big business that you right now have is being formed.
Absolutely. Like, Rome wasn't built in a day and likewise, it took us also a few years. So this is almost my 10th year as an entrepreneur now. Okay. And it's been an intense journey.
Okay, like, see, very honest, Farhad, like, you know, in today's world, right, the world is very much open to each and everyone. Like, you know, you do one good thing, people will speak something good as well as some negative about you. So there have must be, like, you know, a lot of negative vibes also into your process or into this cycle of being such a great person. So how do you handle these negativities which come in and out? Like, you know, the negative vibes or maybe the negative insights that people give it to you.
Sure. So, see, the if negativity, like, sometimes you can consider criticism, etc., people from the outside just passing comments, you can consider that as negativity. But you have to understand something, that no one, only those who achieve something get criticized, right? So the only way to not get criticism or not get any hate on you is do nothing. And that's not an option for me. And primarily what it comes down to is you have to believe in yourself. Don't let voices in your head of self-doubt or those any negative emotions of yourself, don't let those get to you. Because, you know, log ka kaam hai kehna. So as long as you know you're doing good work and you're making a difference and impact where it matters, I think all this can be put on the side.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, rightly formed into a sentence. And also, like, that day I happened to be through your social media account, that is the Instagram account that you have currently. You have been uploading the kind of videos, like, you know, the small videos wherein you try to inspire or you try to make out a point.
Yes. So
what is the whole story behind that?
So as an entrepreneur, I've had a lot of learning experiences, etc. And I've visited dozens and dozens, probably given over 100 speeches, 100, 150 speeches across India. And what I learned is that there are certain things, there are certain common questions which all student entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs have in common, and this is something I want to tackle. So this is the theme that I'm going for right now. And at the same time, I'm trying to make it into bite-sized content, like really quick in a minute or two, because we all are short on time, we all have a dose of time. And point being, I want to give the maximum impact in those 1 or 2 minutes, and I want to save aspiring entrepreneurs, student entrepreneurs, the headache, heartache, and you know, mistakes that I've made. I want them to avoid those. So primarily, that's the value proposition there.
Yeah, like, you know, in a minute you try to inspire and you give a lot more of motivation, because I've been through a couple of them and they've been really very beautiful.
Thank you, Omkar. That means a lot coming from you.
Yeah. And like, on this journey of being an entrepreneurship, like, what is the favorite part that you have experienced?
I can't sum it up, but you know, there's a certain thrill that comes when your dreams turn into reality. That's primarily it for me. Like, seeing things come to life, seeing something from idea, paper stage, presentation stage coming to life and actually going out there and making an impact, that feeling can't be expressed in words.
Yeah, so like the achieving of your dream and the fulfillment of it.
Absolutely. So, you know, most people get stuck in their dreams, as usually most entrepreneurs or, you know, people who go out there, most of them try to make those dreams into plans. So that's what my focus is. And when those plans come to life, that's the best feeling.
Okay. And before we could start with this podcast, you also told me one point that we can cover, that is like, you could give some advices to the law students, like, who are pursuing their laws and trying to make a future in that, because as you have already done your education into it. So could you please enlighten the law students regarding it?
Sure. So it just doesn't apply to law students, okay? Like, most people in India, all of us are pursuing our structured education. Okay. And the thought that I've come across in most, whether it's in IITs, IIMs, wherever I've gone, the thought that I've come across is, how can we manage our structured learning along with starting up, or along with pursuing our passion? And the honest truth is, we all have 24 hours in a day. What separates us is how we use those 24 hours. So if you're motivated enough, if you prioritize enough, you can, I'm not saying go build a large business. I mean, whatever your passions are, whether it's starting up, whatever it is, whatever you want to do, it can be done with structured learning, because I've done it right from my 10th, 7th, 12th, FI BCom, entire BCom degree, LLB degree. So it's all about time management and prioritizing. I've given board exams for which I've been working, just given the exams, switched back to work mode. And this has been a sort of multitasking that books cannot teach you. It's something that you just learn while grinding it out. And that's what it comes down to. The sad part is, today most people are considering multitasking, being on Facebook and WhatsApp at the same time. But the honest truth, this is about doing actually your education, pursuing your passions, making your parents happy. Going after all these things at the same time, that is true multitasking.
Exactly. Like, pursuing your passion and studying, I think that is one of the difficult things that we can see in today's world. Because, you know, the current education system of India is like more towards the theoretical thing, or more towards, like, you know, deep down there. And to get the time out of it and pursue your passion, I think somewhere balancing the whole thing is going to be a tough job.
Absolutely, because nothing great has ever been achieved by anyone in the comfort zone. So only when you step out of that comfort zone will you be able to go and achieve your dream. That's what most people, that first step is where they feel a bit scared. If they can just overcome that first step, rest will all fall into place.
Yeah, like, you rightly defined the first step, like, you know, like, coming out of your comfort zone is somewhere the big people are made. So, like, you, tell me about your motivation to come out of your comfort zone and create such a beautiful empire for yourself. I'm damn sure, like, you know, every day we come out of our bed and we start working. We work hard to achieve our targets. So there is, like, everybody has got their own particular motivation. So what's the motivation in your case?
So my motivation primarily comes from within, okay? I know that this is something I'm actually living my dreams. I'm actually pursuing all my passions. I'm fortunate enough to do, like, I don't really consider it work. It's actually something I enjoy. And the goal is to sustain this over the long term. I have to work day in, day out, because if I'm not working hard enough, there's someone else out there in the same industry, same probably scope, etc., who's probably working harder than me, then that person is going to beat me. So I need to make sure that I'm the one who's on top of things. Otherwise, you get complacent. It's not easy to just, you just get overtaken. So point being, you have to rinse and repeat day in and day out. And of course, there are moments, there are stories, etc., that inspire me too. But that's external inspiration. What I look for is within. There's a certain feeling which I look at within, and I just keep holding on to it, and that's what keeps me going.
Okay. So the internal motivation, the internal fire is something that is everyday pushing you to come out of your bed and achieve lots more out there.
Absolutely. If I were to sum it up, it's that. Because external factors come, go, and you know, sometimes you feel like inspired today, but tomorrow morning when you're woken up, that inspiration is gone. But if you have it within, you're going to stick onto it. It will be there.
Right. Like, see, we stay in a world, or rather, like, just talk about the city. We stay in Mumbai city, or we are staying in India, which is like in a modern world. And where competition, you can't just beat that. Like, there's so much of competition in and out there. So how do you deal with this competition, which is like across you?
See, primarily, all of us are mostly studying the same books, studying the same things, we're reading the same material. So, it comes down to how do we stand out from the crowd. Because getting into the rat race, yes, it is very difficult. Luckily, that for me and my team, for my team and I, what we've done is we've found USPs, found things that create for us, things that really make us stand out. So, in that aspect, we have kind of, I wouldn't say avoided competition, but in that aspect, we've been able to stand out from the crowd. So if you want to really achieve things with the least path of resistance, I would suggest find those USPs, find those things that make you stand out from your competition and your field.
Yeah, like finding that special thing is very important.
And we all have it. So it's not like each and every one of us has it. We just have to find it.
So what's that special thing about you, Farhad?
So for me, if I have to sum it down in one thing, absolutely one thing, it's perseverance. Because nobody can beat the person who never gives up. And as an entrepreneur, I face failure day in and day out. You know, it's not always that the plans work out as you expected. But one thing that perseverance keeps me going, that never give up attitude, that's one thing that I feel makes me stand out. And anyone who has that ability can never fail. Like, eventually, probability will work out and you will succeed. So that's very important.
Yeah, like as you just said about it, like, you know, talking about the entrepreneurship and success, like success means a lot to us. Like, you know, whenever we get success, there is a point that I have been listening to many of the stories. And they said that there is a point when we get very comfortable with what we are right now. Like, you know, even in your case, I don't know whether it has happened, but it is like normally many entrepreneurs have told that, you know, there's a point where we get very comfortable and we stop working harder. And then there's a declination that falls and that gives us a tight slab and we start working harder. So there has been a certain like low graph, a high graph, a bandpass graph in your case.
Always ups and downs. It gets never upward graph, which you know people see that every day there are setbacks, every day you have to overcome those setbacks. And primarily you have to make sure that the bulk of the decisions you're taking are the right ones. So of course there are phases and everyone has those ups and downs, but always the rise from those downs, they are the ones we remember the longest. And the industries are very in a very, very complex, and some of them have issues, legacy issues, and then overcoming those can be barriers. Again, you have to just keep going for it, and as long as you're rising up from the fall, it's all good.
Okay, so name that one successful moment where you've been like very happy and like, you know, you felt like really, yes, this is what I wanted to achieve and this I have achieved it. So that one happy moment where you had a big smile on your face.
There have been quite a few, but if I had to sum it down to one which I have a very, very clear talk about, very, very clear memory about, it's my first TEDx talk, which I did just when I was like 18 years old, I think. And that moment, that thing that, okay, yeah, this is an idea worth spreading of how I started up, that was some true real validation. And while I don't really rest on my laurels, but that was something that really made me happy that yes, and the feedback I got from that talk, that okay, yes, I am making a difference and I am able to, you know, help people in taking that first step. So that's always meant a lot to me.
And in a similar way, like the one down moment where you learned a lot, you know, you really learned a lot from that down moment.
See, there are two types of people. Okay? This is like the young one. So one is when you meet, you know, certain friends, etc., or co-workers, employees, whatever they may be. When you meet them, some of them, you know, they take away certain positivity from you. They always crib. They always, you know, there are some people, they just take all your energy away. But there are also very positive people you meet, and you're always, you know, chirpy and happy, and you're like, wow, I'm inspired, etc. So there are really two types of people. So early on in my career, I made the mistake of hiring someone very talented, but at the same time, they were very negative, like it was proportional. And I was advised that, you know, don't hire this guy because he's going to spoil the entire team's, you know, the emotions and the teamwork, everything that the feelings we had. And I thought, no, talent comes first. And that mistake has had at that moment cost me so much, and it was a real downtime because all my other team members, most of my other team members, members were unhappy with me because of that one hiring decision. So that was one setback that I'll never forget, because one decision can affect so many other lives. And it's something I've learned from, that you just be more with positive people, talent, etc. can be gained. You can learn that knowledge, etc. can be gained. But that positivity and sticking with positive people has been like a learning I've got from my downtime, which I will never forget.
Right. Like, Farhad, we also have a Josh Wire. Like, we have spoke so much about the serious facts now and so much of serious answers. So now is the time for a little bit like enjoyment segment, a happy segment. So are you ready for this Josh Wire?
Absolutely.
Yeah, like, this is a bonus that we give to our listeners, like, wherein it's a lot more happy. You have to be honest and rapid at the same time.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so should we start with the Josh Wire?
Looking forward, yes.
Yes. Sure. The first question to you is, are you a tea or a coffee person?
Tea.
Name three weird things about your lifetime.
I try my best to eat healthy, but at the same time, I keep messing it up. This is something I have to work on.
Okay, and that's first thing. Second thing?
I don't think I'm that weird that I have three things, but I'm sure my friends will say I have a lot of quirks. One is enough, man. Come on. Can't make me like a weirdo. One is enough. Come on.
Okay, chalo. We'll forgive you for this and we'll move on to the next one. One thing of yours you would love to be insured about.
One thing about mine that I would love to be?
Insured about. It may be your money, maybe your bungalow, or whatever.
It's my experiences.
Okay, that's really a beautiful answer. Next. One thing of yours you stay to do, like, you know, one thing of yours you do to stay real on social media.
So I actually actively try and reach out to almost everyone that communicates with my page, and I try to see that, you know, is there anything I can help you with today, like right now. And that's really helped me build a community. So that one thing, reaching out to people, that helps me keep it real.
Okay. Who do you think to be your competition in the industry?
I would say every hardworking entrepreneur out there in technology is my competition. Like, I look at it that way.
So it's a healthy competition, in short.
Absolutely. You can't ever think that, oh, I know more than this one, I know more than that, because anyone can catch up to you, anyone can go ahead. So always, you know, hustle and always be on top of your game.
Okay. So one stereotype of social media that you hate.
One what on social media?
One stereotype of social media that you hate.
I just think there are too many cliches and I can't sum it down to one, and I don't want to offend anyone, but there are too many people trying to copy other people, and, you know, they're losing their originality in that. So when I see that, okay, bro, this is not you, you're trying to be someone you're not, that's what I hate.
Okay, so the last question, like, name one person for the following to have a coffee with.
Priyanka Chopra.
Wow. To hang out on a brunch.
Elon Musk.
Whose career graph you want to replicate?
Warren Buffett, undoubtedly. Undoubtedly. Like, that guy has actually built value that will sustain two generations. And that's very tough to do in technology, etc. Like, in my industry. But I hope to look at how he has invested, although he's not, he's invested in sector agnostic companies. Although I look to, you know, somewhat understand his formula, somewhat understand how he's done it, and probably pursue something around those lines.
Okay, so, like, the answers are pretty good. So there's one more question for you. What the following people have you wish you had? Shah Rukh Khan.
That personality, bro. That charm that you can just take. That is it, man. That's everything.
Okay, Sachin Tendulkar.
So form is temporary, class is forever. The way he's upheld himself throughout his career, that he's never let critics or anything get to him. That is something like I wish I had. So I keep trying to, you know, not let, of course, we all have those moments when things get worse, but looking at him, how he has overcome everything, that is something I aspire to.
Steve Jobs.
The fact that that guy could, that he could just, you know, unlearn everything he's learned and look at innovation like no one else has, and that's how he's actually been when he was around, that's actually how he did be a path maker, and that is something that I hope that over time I get that.
And the last one, Sundar Pichai.
That calmness that he has, I hope.
The calmness, actually, you got the right point.
Yeah, that is crazy. I mean, I'm very passionate, and I'm not saying Mr. Chai isn't, but, you know, the calmness in young people, it just goes away when you're passionate and you just keep going aggressively at it. So I hope that someday I can learn to, you know, hold back where needed and not let my passion and emotions always get the best of me.
Yeah, so that was very beautifully, like, you handled the Josh fire with so much of Josh and spontaneously, all the honest answers and quick answers. So that's 10 on 10 for us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Also, like, before you leave, we need one, like, you know, we want the advice from you. The thing is that, what advice will you give to the teenage Faraz who's looking into this world?
So there's this one quote by Randy Fosh that I've been quoting a lot, and it's honestly something that's always had a profound impact on me. And if I have to look back at myself and it would be this: experience is what you get when you didn't get what you actually wanted. So even in the failures, even in the setbacks, don't worry about it. As long as you're learning and picking up the experience points, don't repeat it. As long as you're learning and not, you're
Okay. That was really a very beautiful one to sum it up with. And thank you so much, Faraz. It was great having this conversation with you, and you really nailed it, and you were so beautiful throughout the whole conversation.
Thank you for inviting me, Omkar. See you around.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that was it for today. Now we meet on next Saturday. Until we meet, take care, be happy, and most importantly, be full of Josh. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.